Good morning. Good morning, Kara Bradley here. Welcome to On the Verge. I have a beefy one for you today. Oh, I've been sitting with this one for a few days, and that is my fascination with boundaries, edges, verges, the outer limits of what it means to be us. What happens there? What sparked there? Why we feel more alive on the verge, and what happens when we press up against the edges, boundaries, and verges of our mind, of our lives. Yeah, I'm going to have to contain myself for this one because this is really where I think my natural enthusiasm for life lies. But before we get started, I have to tell you that this episode was really inspired in some ways because I've been exploring with a new product, new plant product from Amari Global called Edge. And I promise you, this is just a total coincidence that this new product has come about as I am living on the edge in my new location independent lifestyle. But Amari Global is the sponsor of this podcast. It enables me and allows me the time to prepare, to record, to promote, and publish this delicious time that I have with you. Amari Global is the mental wellness company that I partner with, and they are building a human-to-human network to get their best-in-class products, their protocols for mental wellness out into the world. And the world needs mental wellness protocols right now. So I ask you, if you are enjoying these podcasts and growing with me, then take a look at the show notes and you can take a look at how to either try these best-in-class products or to work with me and build our human-to-human network together. Okay, let's get on with it. I was recalling, as I was thinking about edges, verges, and boundaries, The Truman Show, that incredible movie with the extraordinary Jim Carrey that was done back in the 80s. And I've seen it many times. And I remember the first time I saw it, I was deeply impacted, especially by the last scene. So if you haven't seen it, I'll recall it for you. But if you have seen it, then walk along with me as Truman, in the last moments of this movie, is sailing across the sea, all manufactured, because he is the star of this reality TV show that has followed him since birth. And everything is manufactured for Truman. And he is starting to wake up to the fact that his life is not his own, that something is going on. And this last scene, he is on a sailboat, and he is sailing across this manufactured sea in this bubble, and he meets up against the wall, the outer boundary of his manufactured existence. And in the moment that the boat presses up against the wall, it's all over. He has found the limits, the boundaries of what he thought was his life. And he sees a door and a staircase up to the door. And he walks up the stairs and he opens the door. And he turns around with his smile and he says, "See ya." And he walks out. I remember the first time I saw that, it was like a deep, deep remembering. A remembering of knowing that there are ways to experience being human on the other side of the wall. On the other side of the wall that I'd been living in, that I had been experiencing life in. How about you? Did you feel that? And if you haven't seen it, then I encourage you to go find it. It's out there. I remember being deeply impacted, and still to this day, I recall pressing up, him pressing up against that wall, me pressing up boundaries, recognizing that my mind contains how I see life. My mind, my life is built within my mind, and the walls that I build around my life through thought, conditioning, patterns, habits. It's like living in my own little Truman Show. And what was interesting about the journey that he was on is that he started to notice things about midway in the movie. He started to notice that things weren't right, that things were happening in a way that didn't feel right. He started to see through the veil of his own mental constructs or patterns. And once he started to see through it, he couldn't unsee it. And this happens for us. We start to have these moments, these glimpses. I write about this in my book. Glimpses of our own direct experience outside mental patterns, outside our own perceptions or conditioning of what we think life should be like. We have these moments on top of mountains. We have these moments. I had this moment sitting at the bedside as my dad died. Births of babies, you know, these, oh my goodness, we have these moments all the time. When we experience life outside of our bubble, outside of the way we think things are supposed to be, and we can't unsee them. These edges, boundaries, walls, verges. When we start to poke holes through them, when we start to press up against them, we start to experience ourselves in a whole new way, and we can't unsee it. We may try. And I think, honestly, I think it's why brilliant minds like a Van Gogh, like a Michelangelo, and these are just two that come to mind. It's almost why they seem to go crazy, because they have seen life from different vantage points. And this creative energy that flows through all of us, you know, that flowed through them because they experience life so often outside the norm, the conditioning. And it made them go crazy. So this Truman Show metaphor is really just a very simplified way of explaining what happens when we start to wake up out of our own mind. We start to wake up. You know, you can use the Matrix and the red pill and the blue pill as another metaphor. So my exploration, my deep, deep inquiries with myself in the morning, in my meditation practice, in my walks, in my journaling, in these times when I am living in a liminal space outside of the world's expectations, the world's norms and conditioning, outside my own thinking of the way things are supposed to be, it's where I discover myself in a whole new way. And you do as well. You have those moments when you press up against the edges, the boundaries, the verge. And it's where We come alive. It's where our eyes open up wide. It's where we wake up. It's where we start to see ourselves and experience our lives directly. Directly on the other side of the veil. So today I am just pointing this out. This has come up for me. This is how I, this is what kind of stirs me in the morning every day. I want to see life on the other side of that wall more often. Because in my experience, I know it's where there's a pure essence of me, of you. Because at the end of the day, we are all one, connected in ways that will blow our mind when we start to really trust it. All right, there it is. There it is for today. At the edge, on the verge, pressing up against boundaries. If you dare, baby steps at a time, noting, recognizing. And I just will warn you that once you see through the veil on the other side, there is no going back. You can't unsee what you've seen or experienced, just like Truman walked up those stairs, went through the door, and the show, as he knew it, as the world knew it in that case, was over. This is where I want to play with you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your encouragement. I look forward to more. And if you find value from this show, please give it a review or share it with a friend or both. Take a look at the show notes for where I am. Oh, actually, I am coming to you today from Northport, Long Island. We are here for a month on our exploration of what it means to be location independent and houseless. And I will tell you, it is absolutely glorious. I have landed, we have landed in a magical spot on this tiny little street that is yards away from the Long Island Sound and backed up against a marsh and nature preserve, which I'm about to go and walk through. Be well, my friend. Thank you.